وسنة أحمد. So let's do a recap of what we discussed in the last discussion. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون. Surely those who tremble in fear of their sustainer. Verse 57. And we said this is in reference to the believers, that even though they do good deeds, they tremble, they worry that has Allah accepted it? Is it in order? And we discussed the statement of Hassan Basri that a believer does virtuous deeds, yet he remains fearful of Allah, and a hypocrite does evil deeds, yet he remains content. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who believe in the words of their sustainer, meaning the natural signs, the revealed signs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has sent in the Quran, etc. They believe in all of that. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. Those who do not believe in any partner with their sustainer. They don't in any way, in worship or in intention, associate partners with Allah. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who give whatever they have to give with their hearts trembling because they have to return to their sustainer. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked, is this, you know, people who committed sins, like, you know, they committed adultery or they did some wrong and now they're giving and they're trembling in fear? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. This is in reference to those people who are pious, but their piety is such that when they give to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or they give for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they give trembling, not knowing whether it will be accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. It is they who hasten in virtues and are the first to attain them. Meaning that in this world, they hasten, they compete with each other in doing good. And as Allah promises in another verse, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will then give them the best of this world and even better in the hereafter. If their objective and their focus is to try their utmost to compete and to strive in getting closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this world. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابُ يَنْطِقُ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. We do not burden anyone except according to his capacity. We have a record that speaks the truth and they will not be wronged. On the day of Qiyamah, all of their deeds will be presented. Whoever has done good will be rewarded. Whoever will be done wrong, Allah can forgive or punish. But no one will be oppressed. But Allah says also, don't think that these qualities, these noble qualities which we are listing are beyond you. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We do not burden anyone except according to his capacity. All of you can become pious. Now taking the discussion further, Allah then says, verse 63, بَلْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّنْ دُونِ ذَلِكَ هُمْ لَهَا عَامِلُونَ. No such thing. Their hearts are senseless to this. They have other deeds apart from this which they continue to do. Meaning their hearts are heedless that they will have to account in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. They are engrossed in the activities of this world and they don't want to give that up to focus on what is going to happen in the year after. Or it could mean that their hearts are drowning in the dark waves of doubts and misgivings and heedlessness and ignorance, and these are their major sins. So apart from this, they have many other sins which they are committing, and if they do not abstain from them for even a single second, what do you expect? حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُطْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَجْأَرُونَ. Then when we shall seize the affluent ones in a calamity, it is only then that they will cry out for help. لَا تَجْأَرُوا الْيَوْمِ. Do not cry out today. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. You shall not be released from us. Now why does Allah talk about the affluent ones? Because the affluent ones are guilty of a double sin. They are guilty of a double sin. One is that they do not accept the truth, and the other is that they stop others and they become an obstacle for others from accepting the truth. Also, they take extra measures to protect themselves against calamities. But when Allah's punishment comes, they won't be able to do anything. And when the calamity does come, they are the most affected because they're so used to luxury and comfort. So you see, for example, in Badr, the leaders were killed. Their wives mourned and cried and screamed, but it was to no avail. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got upset with them when he was still in Makkah and he cursed them and drought afflicted them, all of them, as wealthy as they were and with all of their provisions and all with their backup plans, they were in a crisis. They were eating bones and they had to call out to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the basis of family ties that, please, supplicate to Allah to uplift this. Their idols, Lat, Manat, Hubul, Naila, was of no assistance to them. Then Allah says, قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِسُونَ. My verses used to be recited to you, but you used to turn around on your heels. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ. In pride, considering him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a storyteller and staying away from him. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the verses come, but instead of accepting the verses, instead of embracing the verses, you, out of pride, consider Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a storyteller, and you run away from him like you would run away from a person who got stories. You know when you have some people in the community, you know, as soon as you meet them, they're going to start long, long stories. So you make a quick salam and you run. That's one way of interpreting it. Or it could mean that they themselves love stories. They used to stay till late at night, you know, telling fables and stories. And Islam doesn't like that. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that immediately after Isha, go to bed, because that's the last activity of the day. Umar radiallahu anhu used to admonish people who would stay up at night, you know, just to get involved in storytelling, because there's no benefit in it. Now, they would make up all stories about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he's afflicted by jinn, or that he is a magician, and all of these accusations. Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُ الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Have they not pondered over the word of Allah, the Quran, or has something, or has there come to them something which had not come to their first forefathers? Meaning, revelation of the Quran is not something which is, revelation is not something which is new. The other prophets also had revelation. Yes, what is new is the quality of the Quran, and its nature, its perfection. It's on a higher level than the others. But revelation in itself is not something which is new. أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. Or have they not recognized their messenger and so they reject him? It's not like a strange person has come to you. It's a person whom you yourself have called As-Sadiqul Amin. And that is what Ja'far radiallahu anh mentioned to Najashi. And this is what Abu Sufyan had to concede in front of Qaisar, the Caesar of Rome, while he was still an unbeliever, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come from them and he was the best of them and they had all confidence in him until he proclaimed his message. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ بِهِ جِنَّ. Or do they say he is possessed, meaning by a jinn? بَلْ جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. No such thing. In fact, he has brought to them the truth and most of them dislike the truth. Meaning, they say all of these things, that he's afflicted by jinn and, you know, he's a sorcerer and he's this and he's that. They only say it verbally. Deep down in their hearts, they know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true prophet. But it doesn't suit their interests. And as a result, they therefore then reject him. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.